The Jason Rants Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rants.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rants, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
Turns out a story that we started to investigate last week and yesterday might be bigger than we originally anticipated. Last week, we introduced you to a man named Derek Kovic, 41 years old, dealing with liver issues his entire life. And he was on the transplant list to get a liver at UW Medicine, but he was told that in order to move forward with the transplant surgery, he would have to be COVID vaccinated. He did not want to be COVID vaccinated. And as a result, they said, well, then you're not going to be able to just easily move forward here. And he's been put in a really tough spot. UW Medicine tells me that there's no specific policy that will deny folks a transplant surgery on the basis of their COVID status. Instead, it's left up to the recommendations and requirements of the doctor. Since then, I've heard from a number of patients who have indicated to me that they have run into the same exact issue. In the case of my next guest, Sam from Monroe, he was taken off the list for a heart transplant back in June over this very issue. And he joins me now. Sam, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
So take us through, if you could, how did you get to the point where they denied you? When did you find out? Take us into the timeline.
Well, in May, I had an appointment with the cardiologist at the UW, and refused to wear a mask, and they told me I couldn't come into the hospital without a mask, and so the cardiologist called me, and we had a discussion, and he informed me that, well, you know, you're going to have to get a vaccination in order to get a transplant. And I says, well, that's news to me, and nobody's ever told me that before. And he says, yeah, that's our policy. And I says, well, that's a problem because I'm not getting the vaccination. I just refuse to do it, and I'm not going to do it. And so I got a call back saying that I would be taken off the list and put on an inactive list. And a few days later, I received a letter saying that I was no longer on the inactive list. I was not on a list at all. I was removed from the list. So there was no opportunity for me to receive a heart transplant whatsoever.
And you shared with me that letter, which I've seen. And again, we reach out to UW Medicine when we get stories like this, just for them to clarify, maybe give us some context. And when we hear back, we'll certainly tell folks about it. But your decision to not want to wear a mask originally, it sounds like that was tied, at least in part, to the heart condition that you have that's making it very difficult for you to breathe?
Yes. Well, I've never used that as an excuse to not wear a mask. I just don't like wearing masks.
Fair enough.
And on this occasion, they have screeners at the door at the hospital when you come in. And we got into kind of a dispute, should I say. And they brought in one of their supervisors, and I told her, I says, well, what if I have a condition that I can't breathe in a mask? And she says, it doesn't matter. You have to wear a mask to be in the hospital. So I was denied access to healthcare because I wouldn't wear a mask at a healthcare facility because my condition.
What is your condition, just so people can understand it?
Well, I have three leaky heart valves that keeps the blood from pumping into my lungs. It keeps splashing back into the chamber below. I've had open heart surgery, which damaged my heart because in the process of getting the operation, I wasn't revived properly. I just didn't come back and function normally, so they had to do a few other procedures to get me to essentially be alive again. And what they tell me is I had a heart attack on the table, and so I have a bunch of damaged tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of different pathologies that are causing the issues.
So UW Medicine then, based on that interaction and maybe some conversations you had one with the cardiologist you just mentioned, they remove you from the list. What did you do after that, Sam?
Well, I haven't really done anything. I've just kind of pondered my options, and I've made an appointment to see a naturopath to see if there's anything I can do to at least prolong my life to some extent, through better living, better health, which, you know, as far as I can tell, that's kind of my only option. But
did you appeal the decision by UW Medicine?
No, I really haven't had a whole lot of contact with them since then. They just, to me, they were pretty unreasonable because I wrote them a letter and explained my position and tried to reason with them using logic, which you can't argue logic with illogical stances. So I kind of just dropped the whole thing, but their whole thing is based on their policy and recommendations, not science, not any inquiries into medicine, sound medicine, or anything that they might have been able to learn. It's just their policy. It's just that's because they said so.
But Sam, obviously someone's going to listen to this and say, you've got a serious need for a new heart, it sounds like, enough that you were on the wait list originally. Is it not treating this a little bit more urgently? Couldn't that lead to your death?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and it will. It absolutely will lead to my death.
What is your reason to say no to the vaccine?
Well, from what I understand about the vaccine, number one is it's not approved. The FDA has not approved this vaccine. And number two, they gave indemnity to the vaccine pharmaceutical companies. So they have there is no recourse for anybody that's taken the vaccine that suffers harm. They can't sue anybody. They can't get their life back. And number three, in the research that I've done, there is a lot of heart damage, blood clots, thrombosis, myocarditis, a lot of problems with the heart issues. And I'm just trying to figure out how a cardiologist could tell me that this is for my best interest. When I got heart problems to begin with,
yeah,
and they want to inject me with something that's going to exacerbate that, I don't know.
From your perspective, I think your concerns, anyone's concerns over any vaccine is reasonable in the sense of you're a patient who gets to ask questions. Do you think, though, that at the end of the day, and I think you should have the 100% right to get a vaccine if you want or not, but usually I say, always I say, I recommend talking to your doctor. Do you think that your doctor is ignoring the science and purposefully putting your life on the line? Or do you just think that your doctor might be mistaken? And if he's or she is mistaken, you know, obviously they've got the training, the medical training, and you do not. So why not trust them in a case like this?
I wouldn't say that they would purposely do it. I think I would say they are ignorantly doing it, because I've had the conversation with my cardiologist and I went through some of my concerns, and the response was, and I quote, "You have to be careful who you listen to." And to me, that's not a very scientific answer. You know, to me, it's a lack of
In fairness, I will say there are obviously some conspiracy theorists out there talking about the vaccine, so he's probably right in that regard. But I hear you on the sort of the general confusion here. So if you believe that they're ignorant, why not go to a different doctor for this? Do you think that you'd have better luck if you went to another specialist? Obviously, a transplant, but you're not going to find one, just down the block. But has there been any question as to whether or not you're going to basically look for a different doctor or hospital?
Well, that's my only option, and my hesitancy there is they'll come to the same conclusion, I'm pretty sure, that, yeah, you need a new heart, and then they're going to say, well, you have to go through the same system to get the heart, and whether or not that system has the same policy as the hospital, I haven't discovered that yet, but my inclination is that they're going to tell me that I have to be vaccinated, because part of the issue was with the hospital was they were concerned about their reputation, because if I didn't get the vaccination and I died with a new heart, it would look bad to the UNOS transplant system. Or
I mean, it might. I mean, I suppose I understand that. At the end of the day, for me, is it seems like you're being denied treatment that sounds like it would be life-saving because of a personal choice you've made. And, you know, there's a difference, I think, between, you know, a doctor saying fast before surgery, don't eat or drink after midnight because that could complicate things, which puts your life on the line when you're there getting the surgery, versus someone saying, even though I think it's being delivered certainly in good faith, we want you to get a vaccine so you're protected post-surgery. I think there's a big difference between those. And ultimately, it is sort of up to you. And it feels like these kinds of policies, whether it's an official policy or just an unwritten rule, however they want to describe it, is stopping you from getting much-needed treatment. And I just question the medical ethics behind that. That said, I hope you do what's best for you. You're the patient who gets to make the decision. It seems like it's kind of forcing your hand a bit. In your case, it doesn't sound like you're willing to give in. But ultimately, that could be a deadly decision. And I wish you the absolute best of luck in figuring this out. We're going to continue to put a spotlight on stories like this because I think it's important. Sam, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you taking the time, Jason, to get this message out.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. Now this.